The truth is, the next few Mishnayos, Rav Chaim Volozhiner does not have that much written on the next few Mishnayos, so I'm going to skip. We'll read it quickly, just the Mishnayos, but the Pirushim are a little bit scattered until we get to Mishnah Yud Beis and Gimel when he starts talking again about the words of Hillel. So till then, it says Yudah ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shetach kiblu mem Yudah ben Tabai omer al tasas v'karach ad dayanim. Don't make yourself literally like a lawyer, which what that means is don't make yourself when you are supposed to be hearing the tzdadim, you know, the sides of an argument. You shouldn't be faring and rooting and, you know, trying to favor one of them. You should hear them out both equally. When they stand in front of you, you should assume that neither one is innocent. When they leave you, you should assume that at that point they're both innocent, because they accepted upon themselves the din. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, that the way you know whether they were mekabel the din is in the way they leave you. When they leave you, then you'll know if they are mekabel the din. If they leave very politely and say, oh, thank you for your time, thank you, and they all leave, then you know they are mekabel the din. But if after you give the psak din, they're looking at, they sit there and they start arguing and they start fighting you, well, what, how, could, it wasn't like this, how could you listen to him, you cheated. So then you know that they were not mekabel the din. So he says the way you know if they're mekabel the din or not is kushiniftarim mimeka. When they leave you, then you'll see if they were mekabel the din or not. You know, that's how he just says pshat. Further, Shimon ben Shetach, Omer havi mar b'lachkor es ha'edim ve'vizor b'dvaracha shem mitochim yildim l'shaker. You have to be mar b'lachkor es ha'edim. When you check out witnesses, you got to dig in and make sure they're saying the truth. Ve'vizor b'dvaracha. But you have to be careful with your words. Shem mitochim yildim l'shaker, so that you shouldn't know how to lie from you. Now, posh pshat that means is, don't kind of halfway give them the answer. By any chance, was the guy wearing a red shirt? Oh, of course he was wearing a red shirt. I mean, don't give away half the answer in the question. That's Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it means a little different. When you're being choiker the Edim, when you're trying to question the witnesses, you are permitted, he says here, to kind of fudge the truth a little bit. Because since your objective is to get the truth, you're allowed to kind of be going do gnevas das on the edim, the dayan. But you should make sure they don't know that. Because if they know that, then they're going to do that to you also. So he says, when you question the witnesses, you're allowed to kind of do gnevas das and try to do, because your objective is ultimately to get down to the emes. So therefore, it's permitted for you to do that. However, the challenge is to make sure that they don't know you're doing that, because otherwise they're going to be upset and they're going to lie back. So therefore, be careful when you do that. Okay, Mishnah Yud. Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya v'Avtalion were the next. Shmaya Omar ehoyves amalachos nois harabonus. You should enjoy work. Usna es harabonus, but you should detest rabonus, like leadership. Ve'al tizvada l'rashos, which means don't try to get too many connections or whatever. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that ehoyves amalachos nois harabonus. He says a pshat means that there's two parts to the rabbonus. There's the malacha part, and then there's the rabbonus part. The malacha part is the hard work, the learning, the teaching, getting down to the knowing the halacha. So that you should like, but the rabbonus part, that you shouldn't necessarily like so much. You know, the part that has to do with the covet, and the part that has to do with the position, and all the political ramifications, and all the stuff that has to do with, you know, the board and getting through everything. So that part you should not like. And then he says, you know, but the main part of the job, which is the learning and the teaching, that's the part that you should really, you know, enjoy. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, unfortunately, today it's usually the opposite. that, you know, the people are running for the COVID and all that, but the real part of the job, which is the learning and the teaching, people aren't necessarily people aren't necessarily, you know, like as much. Okay. Further. Mishnah Yud Aleph. I want to get to where he starts talking more in depth. Of Talyanoim, Chachamim Yizar B'Divreichim. Chachamim, you have to be very careful with your words. Shema Tachoy V'Choy V'As Golos. Because you may end up in Golos. V'Tigbu L'Mokom Mayim Aroyim V'Yishtu Tamidim Aboyim Achareichim V'Yamusu V'Yimtsu Shem Shemayim Ischal. Basically, if you don't say, if you're not careful with your words, then you'll end up making a chil Hashem. You'll end up making a chil Hashem in the sense that people will follow you and people won't know exactly what you meant and what you didn't mean. And therefore, under all circumstances, you shouldn't say something that can only be understood in the context, because maybe it's going to be taken out of context eventually. So therefore, make sure you're very clear in your teachings. Okay. Now comes Shmaya and Avtalion's famous Talmidim Hillel and Shammai, and a few Mishnayos about Hillel Shammai. And here, Chaim V'Loshner goes back Kedarkoi to explain things a little bit more in depth. So Hillel V'Shammai Kiblu Mehem Hillel Loimer Havi Mitalmidav Shal Aharon. You should be from the students of Aharon. Eloi V'Shalom. You should love peace. V'Roy D'Shalom. And you should chase peace. Oy V'Sabrios Mekarven L'Toyra. You should love people and Mekarven L'Toyra. So he asks that, what are the two things, Oyev Shalom and Roidev Shalom? There just sounds like two levels of the same thing. You should love peace and chase peace. Well, you chase the things you love. So what are the two levels exactly? So Chaim V'Loshner explains like this, that he says it's similar to a pasuk. It says, Bakesh Shalom V'Rodvehu. You should seek peace and run after it. So what's the seeking peace and what's the running after it? So it's very simple, he says. He says, if you're in an argument with someone, he says, the only way that you can actually, everyone assumes in an argument that they are right. Everyone assumes in an argument that they are correct, right? Therefore, trying to convince the other person that they're wrong is not the way to get peace. Because they've already assumed that they're right, and you telling them that why, for 10 other reasons, besides what they know already, why they're wrong, is really not going to get them to admit that they're wrong. So therefore, you have to want shalom, first of all. First, you have to want shalom. But how do you get it? The way you get it is you have to run after it. That means to say, running means you have to leave your position to get to another position. You have to run away from where you are and be ready for the shalom. Even if it's not where you are, that means you can't stay in your position and expect it to be shalom. You have to be willing to budge from your position in order to get the shalom. So what that means is you have to want to get peace, but the way you achieve the peace is that by going to the other person and saying why you are wrong, not why they are wrong. So if you just tell the person, not only that, if you're giving someone advice, you shouldn't give them that advice. You're wrong. You know, the other guy. No, what you say is, and even though in your mind he did something against you, even though that's true, you should still run after it. Have you at the roidef shalom? You should be the roidef. In other words, you should want the peace. But when it comes to figuring it out, and both people are at a stalemate, you should be the one to initiate it. You should be the roidef. So how do you initiate shalom? The only way to initiate shalom is saying that you were wrong. So you have to be willing.
Even if you're not wrong, you say you're wrong.
Yeah, he says, V'loimer lo hein emes. Yeah, afi mata zakai. Even if you're correct, v'chavercha chata negdecha, and the other one's wrong, im kozeh ve'ata ha-roidev shalom. You have to be the roidev of the shalom. That's what he says, pshat is. The oyev shalom is, I love peace. I would love to have peace. So I'm just waiting for him to apologize. Once he apologizes, no problem. I'll accept the peace. No. That's not called being roidev shalom. That's called being oyev shalom, maybe. But the roidev means you have to go be willing to move away from your position and say, you know what, I was wrong. Because there's clearly a place where you probably were wrong to a certain degree. Maybe your whole shita wasn't wrong, but maybe the way you said it was wrong, or maybe the way, certain elements of it were wrong. And very often, when that happens, you know, very often when that happens, both sides end up winning. You know, and that's usually what ends up happening. And he says here, you have to know this if you're a person who gives advice to other people. That's what he says here. He says, if someone comes to you, and you are a third party and you want to put shalom there, the way you get peace is by going against the ruach of each one of them. You don't tell each one, yeah, you're right, and, you know, just try to, you know, listen, if he apologizes, just accept his apology, you know, he didn't mean it. No. You don't talk about the other person at all. If you're trying to make shalom, you have to tell the person that you're talking to, you're wrong. Or even if you think you're right, you should apologize, and you should be the reidiv. Tell both sides to be the reidiv shalom. Don't just be like, yeah, you know, look, hopefully they'll apologize and you should accept his apology. No, that's not enough. You have to be the reidiv shalom. But once you're the reidiv shalom, then usually that ends up working to your benefit. I remember we had a story one time that, it was basically whatever the scenario was, I was pulling out of a spot and someone was there and we hit each other. And, you know, they were going pretty fast and I assumed that it was their fault and we even got a hold of the cameras and fine. So I had someone, someone in my office and I said, here, come, I want to show you the camera. So what do you want to show me the camera, the video for? And he says, I say to him, I want to show you the video because I want you to tell me who do you think is wrong. So he says to me, I don't want to see the video. You're wrong. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make a difference what the video said. You call up the guy right now and you tell him that you're going to pay. I said, what do you mean? He says, maybe he was. He says, no, he's going to be angry at you and it's not worth it. And he's never going to admit that he was wrong anyway. And you just offer to pay. I'm telling you, I know these things. This is the right advice. Okay, you know, he's a smart guy. This person was talking to me. So the man called me up again. And I said, yeah, I'm sending you a check. You know, I feel bad. You know, whatever the estimate is of your damage, just I'll send the check. He says, okay, thanks. And then he got the check. And you know, my friend was telling me, look, you're a rabbi. He's going to be upset. You have to move out there. Okay. So I send the check. He gets the check. And then he sends me a picture of the pieces of the check ripped up. And he says to me, no, you're a rabbi. How can I take money from you? So nice of you to send the check. You forget. I'm not cashing the check. You know, so instead of both people fighting, it ended up in the same place. Both people, you know, you admit a little bit that your position, and it ends up, you know, you end up in a better place. So that's the Chiddush Rabbi Chaim Volozhin over here that he says you have to be the not just the Oyv Shalom, you know, but the Roidev Shalom. And Roidif means that you have to be able to chase. And I want to say one thing here also, which is that not only is there an Inyan how to be Roidif Shalom by asking forgiveness, even if you know, say the words, I'm sorry, even though you don't understand what you're apologizing for even. I didn't do anything wrong. How could I be apologizing? I'm fine. But that's just one side of the coin. A person has to know, Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz has a whole piece, a beautiful shtickle by Yosef HaTzadik. And he says there that the brothers did not want to, he says that Yosef HaTzadik told the brothers, oh, don't feel bad. It's not really your fault. And I accept your apology. He says a whole thing about how, besides the halachas that we all are aware of, how to ask for forgiveness. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. How do you ask for forgiveness? Three times, and you go to the kever, and you say, he says, there's also a whole Shulchan Aruch about how to accept an apology. He says, a person's nature is that they do not want to accept the apology. Because if you accept the apology, you now lose your schus to be angry at the person. You want to, right? This guy did something against you, and you want to have that card. you have the card now. You have the upper hand that no matter what they do, see, you did this, you did this. That's Rabbi Yochanan Lubavitch. You want to use, and you want to have the ticket. And he says, when someone apologizes for you, you have to give up your tainus. I accept. And he says, the nature of people is that they don't want to accept. They would rather say, no, it's all right, don't worry, whatever, whatever, just forget about it. And by saying that, you kind of just still have it in the back of your mind, and you didn't let them get in the words, I'm sorry, and you say, I accept your apology, and I have no taina anymore. So he says, the nature of people is that they do not want to accept the apology. And when someone apologizes, you have to be gracious enough to accept it and to understand that at that point and on, you're moichel, there's no more tainas. So he says, the same way, you have to be the right of shalom, to be the one to you have to be willing to initiate and to be the one that making the shalom, you also have to be willing to accept the shalom and accept the apology. It's not so simple to do that either, always. You know, so that's also something you have to be willing to accept, you know, the apology. So, you know, that's the both sides of the coin are very important, and they're both included here in this Mishnah of Oyv Shalom and at the same time Roydif to Shalom as well.
Rabbi, I think a few classes ago you gave us an advice on how to give tochacha. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, that what? No, I think so, yeah.
I need a reminder. How do you do that? Because it happens a lot, and I don't know how to.
I have to remember what the point over there was.
When you remember next year, if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It goes in hand with like keeping the peace and trying to.
Right. I'll try to figure out what that one was. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Great stories, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay,
beautiful shiur.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Hatzlacha.